Did you miss me as much as I missed you? I don't even actually know how people experience this podcast. Do you notice when it doesn't show up in your feed? Or are you like, hey, there it is again? My hunch is that some of you do notice when it hasn't popped up in a bit. And that many of you are like, oh, there it is again. I think this is one of the longest breaks I've had since I restarted doing this podcast. But I'm back now and I can explain what happened and what might continue to happen in some ways, but won't happen in other ways. Boy, I made that as convoluted as possible. Theme song, please.
Your Daily Lex.
Number one reason why I was going, I've been doing fewer releases of the show over the past probably 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks, has been because of the games, right? I've been, you know, when I have downtime or free time, or off time from the normal consulting work I do all day, my energy and attention has been going to the games. And when you're doing either of the two things that I spend most of my time doing on the game stuff right now, which is either coding or writing puzzles, that becomes obsessive. Like, it's my favorite and least favorite thing about when you're in deep in coding, right? Like, it's hard to take a break. You lose track of time. You get really focused in on the thing. You want to get it to work. Sometimes the stuff that should take minutes takes forever. And sometimes the stuff that you think will take forever goes really fast. But like, when you're in that zone, you don't want to get distracted. And as much as I enjoy doing this show, and I do, sometimes like I just run out of time and then I'm like, well, now it's 9 o'clock at night. Not that I've been coding from, you know, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., but you know, I've had a whole work day. I've now gone to join the family and like, now I don't want to go and do it. But if I don't have a good pause point in the middle of the day, then I don't do it. I'm working on it though. I'm trying to get it all to balance out. But then I also had college tours this week. Ani and I drove to Boston on Sunday, and we saw 4 schools in 2 days. And man, it's, first of all, I wasn't expecting it to be as not emotional. I wasn't like emotional the whole time, but it was moving in some ways. Like, I wasn't expecting the part of like, wow, this is really this stage of life. Like, I'm with my oldest kid looking at colleges, and at some point, this kid's going to go to college and then they're not going to live in my house anymore. And how many vacations do I have left with this family unit of 5 of us? Like, it was really getting in my head about it. Like, it was powerful, and I hadn't fully anticipated that. One of the schools we looked at was Brandeis, my alma mater. And I was not expecting that to be quite the nostalgic punch that it was. I had been there a couple of years ago when Lauren and I went to Waltham for the wedding of our pals, Dan and Kat. We took a few hours at Brandeis, and, you know, wasn't really open. It was the summertime, but we looked around and went through and saw a bunch of new buildings. So I thought I had gotten the nostalgia part out of my system, but then I was there with my kid taking a tour, and man, the nostalgia just kept punching me in the face over and over again. I also was very helpfully whispering to Ani things the tour guide was going to say right before the tour guide said them. It's fascinating though, how much of your, tour experience is tour guide dependent. I guess it's not fascinating, right? What else would it be dependent on? I guess also the school. But we had some tour guides who were really thoughtful and engaging. We had some tours that where the scripts that they were following or the guidelines they were following really covered a whole lot. And then we had some tours that were, you know, we had some very impressive tour guides, but sometimes they wanted to talk a bit more about themselves in the school or talk about the school through such a narrow lens that it was harder to really get a full picture. It was interesting though. We had a good time, and we didn't hate any of the schools. We thought that, we being Ani mostly, thought that Northeastern was a little too big for Ani's needs and a little too focused on travel abroad, which Ani does not want to do because Ani is a crazy person. But it was, it was weird. Got to see Dan and Kat again. This time they weren't getting married because they already were married. Got to see their baby. Driving around in Boston, what a pain. We got it. And also, because of the way our tour schedules ended up going, we would do like, let's be in downtown Boston and then go to Waltham. And then the next day I was like, let's go to Waltham and then go to downtown Boston. It was as chaotic a schedule as possible, but we got it all done. It was fun to watch our GPS sometimes really struggle to understand what to do on certain Boston roads. But we made it all happen without any incident other than insane travel on the way there on Easter Sunday and pretty lousy travel on the way back, thanks in part to rain / accidents, which were caused by the rain. I have more stories for you, including stories about spam, but you're gonna have to wait because I can't blow it all on, you know, my first episode back after all these days off. But happy Wednesday, and you're the best. Talk soon. If you do like my games at lex.games, I appreciate so much when people send me their scores. That's fun for me to see. But I also would encourage you, at least for your favorite one, like, post that score publicly. Post it on Facebook or text it to friends or post it on your social network of choice with a link to where you played it, because that's the only way new people will discover the games. When you just post them to me, I get to see your scores, but the world doesn't. So, you know, for your favorite one, feel free to share it with everybody, because Why not? You get it. All right. Miss you. Love you. Goodbye.
Lex.